until 11, Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And the Greens candidate for Corangamite is on the line now, Simon Norris. Good morning. Thanks for being on the show.
Pleasure, Mitch. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
So, first of all, how are you finding the campaign so far? We're getting down to the crunch time now. Pre-poll is open, and it seems to me, just even watching Bill Shorten on Q&A last night, that a lot of the big announcements have been made, and we're kind of all just waiting for the election now.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's been grueling, it's been tiring, it's been exciting. But, coming into the finish line now, I expect about 40% of people will vote prior to May the 18th. So there's still a lot going on at the moment.
Are you getting any feedback from your Greens representatives on pre-poll in Corangamite about what sort of reception the Greens are getting down there?
Yeah, all very positive. Climate change seems to be the number one issue with most people discussing matters with our pre-poll people. It's all very positive. Donations continue to keep coming in for the Greens, which is great. And we've certainly got a huge amount of people volunteering to help, and it grows. So I think our message is getting across.
What led to you deciding to be a candidate this time around for the Greens? I think you run previously at a state level, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I had a go at South Barwon and also Polworth, and I was the first Greens councillor on the Surf Coast Council. This time around, I suppose I just really wanted to look after a future. I've got two teenage daughters, and I wanted to give them something to believe in. I wanted to basically provide a better future for them.
In terms of the policies that you think are important, is climate change your number one?
Yes, I think it is number one. I think the more information that we find out about it, the more dire the situation becomes. We just simply have to act quickly. We have to act now. I don't think we can wait, 20, 30 years and then try and address it. It has to be addressed now. The science is in this morning's report that was on your news.
Yes. I'm just wondering, can you explain what the Greens' climate change policy is? How does that compare to the two major parties?
Well, it's a very ambitious plan, but we need to be ambitious. The first part of the plan is to create a 100% renewable energy industry. So we wish to harness solar and wind energy in regional Queensland and Western Australia, convert that energy into hydrogen, and then sell that hydrogen to Japan, South Korea, and over the next 10 years phase out the exporting of coal.
And there's been a lot of talk in this election about the cost of climate action. Bill Shorten has been subject to that sort of question quite a few times. Have the Greens costed their policies when it comes to determining how much money it will cost to get this up and running?
Yes, we've had it costed and had it independently analysed. We estimate that it will cost $18 billion to get the renewable export industry up and going, but that will also provide 180,000 jobs for operation, construction and installation, and we believe we'll gain Australia tens of billions of dollars in income in years to come.
At the moment, you must be watching this Corangamite contest with interest because you've got the two major parties and then obviously a host of smaller parties and independents also running. But it is the most intense contest I think I've ever seen between the two major parties. They're obviously both very desperate to win, and as a result of that, Corangamite is getting a lot of promises.
Yes, it is. Both parties are sandbagging. Both parties are promising tens of millions of dollars in everything from swimming pools to fast rail to, whatever. But it's also a concern that next door is Corio that seems to be missing out on everything, that there's certainly value in having a marginal seat, but, you just wish the money could be shared around.
How confident are you, first of all, in you taking the seat of Corangamite, but then second of all, how confident are you that Janet Rice will be returned to the Senate as the Green Senator for Victoria alongside Richard Di Natale?
Well, I'm very confident about Janet Rice. The Greens have got very strong polling in WA, Tasmania and Victoria, so I expect those senators to be returned without issue. Basically, my main game plan is to get Janet re-elected, and from the feedback we're getting, I'm confident that she'll get back in. When will we have a Green representative in Corangamite? Well, it could be this year. It probably will be in elections to come.
And I assume I haven't seen your how-to-vote card. Actually, I did see your how-to-vote card because someone at the Focus 5 building from the Greens was giving out the statewide how-to-vote card. But I assume that you're preferencing Labor over the Liberals?
Yes, that's correct. I think all across Australia, the Greens are preferencing Labor above Liberals. But my vote card is one myself and then 2 Damien Cole, 3 Animal Justice and 4 Labor. But, a how-to-vote card is just a recommendation which you're free to ignore. You can put down whatever preferences you like after you put Greens first.
All right, well, before we let you go, do you want to give us your pitch? Why should people vote one for you on election day?
You should vote one for the Greens because climate change has to be addressed and the major parties simply aren't addressing it. Greens are the only party with a plan for coal. Coal is the main cause of carbon emissions, and unless you address coal, you're not addressing climate change. So if you want to have a plan for coal, then it's necessary to put a strong Greens presence in the Senate, and that's what I'll be asking voters to do.
Well, Simon, thanks for being on the program. Much appreciated, and best of luck on Election Day.
Much appreciated, Mitch. Thank you for the time.
Thank you very much, Simon Norris, the Greens candidate running for the seat of Corangamite in a very crowded contest. 8 candidates on the ballot paper.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.